Nolte, Hollywood Attacks Christians by Mocking Breitbart Readers. By John Nolte on January 2, 2020. In a desperate attempt to gin up some free publicity, the makers of Faith-Based, a movie that mocks Christians and Christianity, felt they had to target Breitbart News readers. Not Breitbart News. Not the people who work at Breitbart News. No, our readers. You know, the everyday people who comment here. Specifically those who commented on the story from all the way back in July. Obviously this attack on Breitbart readers is bait. The makers of Faith-Based want some free publicity from us, so rather than release an actual trailer, trailers cost money, they put together a video where the movie's stars, Funny or Die regulars Luke Barnett and Tanner Thomason, read comments from Breitbart and Fox News, and then respond to those comments with the awkward pauses and confused asides that pass for wit nowadays. Yes, we thought about not taking the bait, about ignoring it. But everything about the movie and this attack on our readers is so mean-spirited and bigoted. I'll take that back if the sequel is about Islam or Hindus or Obama worshippers. We decided it was worthwhile to shine a spotlight on yet another example of Hollywood's lazy hate and intolerance toward people who dare to be different from them. Faith-Based is directed by Vincent Machell and written by Barnett, both of whom I've never heard of but were associated with the failed Funny or Die website. It's the story of two failed filmmakers, sounds prophetic, who make a film about Christianity on the premise that faith-based films are extremely profitable and set out on a mission to make one of their own. The movie also stars Lance Reddick, Margaret Cho, and Jason Alexander, who played Brian Stelter on the classic sitcom Seinfeld for 9 seasons. With a popular and talented star like Margaret Cho, you would think these guys would have more confidence in their movie. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.